Hey, finally.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the Adventures of BDR. Jennifer Cassidy, comedian. Okay.
You know, it took me a hot minute to figure out what BDR meant. I was like, wait a minute, that's not his initials.
You can't tell anybody what it means.
Am I the first chick to do your podcast?
Yeah.
I've never been on a podcast before.
I don't even know if I'm doing it right, I guess.
I've heard some of your stuff.
Yeah.
I need to catch up, because I know you've had more guests recently.
Daryl and Daryl Campbell, he's like an artist, he's like a singer. Like, he does like funk music, and then we call him the Ghost of Frederick. I don't know why we call him that, but... And then John Camardi did it again.
Cool. I'm gonna go back and listen.
Alright.
I don't do a lot of techie things, because I'm super old. Like, it took me 2 hours to make the app work, because I was trying to figure out in my phone how to let it have access to the microphone, and...
Them. But phone I got a gun.
It's an Android.
Oh, I got an iPhone. It took me real easy to do it.
I had to send the kids upstairs with like half a watermelon and a baby guinea pig to get them to leave me alone.
Oh. You know what? I put Mountain Dew in my Powerade. It's actually pretty good.
You did?
Yeah.
I used to put ginger ale, Seagram's, and Monster Tea together. I called it a Sea Monster.
Oh, Sea Monster, yeah.
It's kind of good.
What do you call a bee that's pretty?
A pretty bee?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. How do you scare a bee?
I don't know.
Booby.
I was working on a joke. I think it's pretty funny. I was like, I'll tell you the joke. I was like, yeah, I walked up to a girl and I was like, what do you call a pretty bee? And she was like, how? And I was like, beautiful. And she was like, what do you call an ugly man? And I was like, what? Ugly? Now, leave me the fuck alone.
That didn't happen.
That's a joke I'm working on.
Oh.
I think it went over your head.
Probably. I think that your listeners should know that I'm your favorite cougar.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet when you said that.
Yeah. I was going to introduce you as the beautiful and classy, but I didn't want nobody to get mad.
No.
I got 100 play. I got 130 plays already, 120 in 3 weeks.
That's cool.
But I got a lot of plays already. I don't even share it that much sometimes. You gotta make me some homemade french fries. Man.
I did become a fan of your comedy because of your cougar jokes.
I don't know.
You're like, I like cougars because they make french fries.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you say?
It's a good line.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an older woman make you french fries?
My mom.
What kind of french fries do you want, Ryan?
I don't know.
There's like the thin ones and the crinkle cut.
No, I like the homemade ones that are like the skin still on them. Like I don't know how to say it.
Like a steak fry?
Not the steak fry. No, Have you ever seen the hand out the hand fries? I mean, they have like little brown spots on them. They're hand cut fries. What's it called?
Oh.
I'm trying to explain. I like any kind of fries. I'm a big guy, but I like that. It's like hand cut. Have you ever been to like the restaurants like those kind of fries? They say they're hand cut.
Kind of like Five Guys.
Yeah, like that. Five Guys. Yeah, like that.
Don't get me talking about Five Guys.
Have you ever been to that place called Thrasher's? Kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, I think Five Guys fries are kind of like Thrasher's because they use peanut oil.
I guess you could say that. With Thrasher, I guess Five Guys don't have the lines that Thrasher has.
Mm-hmm.
When it's open. I don't know if they're going to open this year. But...
I think they did. I saw someone posting when they opened the boardwalk that that they had a big Thrasher's line.
What's your favorite French fry? What's your favorite style of French fry?
I'll tell you what not to eat. Don't eat cold steak fries. because I almost died once.
Yeah?
For real, I almost died once. Do you know what a Royal Farms is? Do we have that around here?
Yeah.
I grew up in Edgewater, so we have had Royal Farms there. And I got steak fries, and I didn't eat them, and I stuck them in the fridge, and the next day I went to eat the steak fry, and it was so starchy it got stuck in my throat, and was home alone and could not breathe.
I did them Baltimore for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's kind of close, because Edgewater's right outside of Annapolis.
Oh. Well, I lived in Park Heights. I didn't live in the good part of Baltimore.
Yeah. My family's in Pasadena, so kind of close.
I talked to a bunch of girls from Pasadena before on dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I think I've talked to a lot of girls from Pasadena on dating sites. I don't know.
There's a lot of girls out there. Are you a Ravens fan? It seems like there's a high population of Ravens fans.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Lamar Jackson jersey right now.
Well, there you go. Find the Pasadena girl. Just stay out of Dundalk. That's silly.
There was a 40-year-old woman at a Dundalk that, kind of liked me, but she was too old. She said she was too old for me. She lived in Dundalk.
Wow. So, this is a scary thing. So, I'm that old, and I was born in the 70s. Can you believe that?
70?
It was 79, but it still sounds crazy. Like, you were born in, what, 92, right?
Yeah, you were born 10 years after Woodstock.
Oh.
Do you remember Woodstock 99?
I do remember when they did that.
Yeah, people died in that. It was crazy.
Did you ever go to, like, a Lollapalooza, or were you, like, a baby?
What's Lollapalooza?
It was another music festival. I got to see, like, Beastie Boys and stuff. It was pretty cool.
I've seen Switchfoot before.
Yeah.
Or Lion K. Who else? Family Force 5. That was probably the worst concert I've ever been to.
I think I bought their album, and I was like, well, that was one good song.
Yeah,
I did buy that album.
I had a Hawthorne Heights CD I used to jam out to. Do you know who they are? The Ohio is for Lovers or whatever?
No.
You never heard of Hawthorne Heights?
I think because my sister's a lot younger than me, I think that she listened to that.
They have a creepy lyric in one of their songs that they're outside of your window with their radio. Which I think is pretty creepy.
It's not supposed to be romantic.
Well, I don't know if I was a girl, I would want somebody outside my window with a radio.
I thought it was like the Say Anything thing where he stands outside with the boombox. Supposed to be romantic. It gets
creepy. Well, you wake up and there's some guy outside with a radio. It is creepy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check out the song.
I don't know what. Oh, it's called Nikki FM.
Is the song?
Yeah, Nikki FM. But it's NIKKIFM.
Gotcha.
He said, "You are the only station you play the song I know." That's the lyric, one of the lyrics. I guess Nikki FM is supposed to be some kind of station. Well, I gotta go get help for work tomorrow. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
You too.